Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Miss Baldwin?
This is her. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. This is regarding your inquiry for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Are you or a family member still interested in participating?
Yes, it's myself.
Okay. Do you have an attorney helping you at the moment?
No.
Were you or a loved one by any chance diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Would that be yourself?
Yes.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. How long has it been? When was your diagnosis?
It was 2016.
In 2016 you were diagnosed? How are you feeling presently, most importantly?
I'm for the most part okay in day to day.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that things are gradually better for you. I do have some more questions to ask here, Ms. Baldwin.
Okay.
So you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I know you mentioned you don't have an attorney, but I always have to double check. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm, or signed any documents with another law firm? You're willing to affirm?
Yes.
Okay. And then this is for yourself. And are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then was the meningioma located in the brain or spine area?
Brain.
Okay. And then the date of diagnosis, I know you mentioned 2016. We do have to put a date, even if it's a guesstimate. Do you remember if that was the spring, winter, summer?
So it was April 1st. So I want to say around spring.
April 1st, 2016?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, you said April, correct?
Yes.
Okay. April 1st of 2016. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
Yes, 9/25/94.
9/25/94?
Yes.
9/25/1994. Okay. And Ms. Baldwin, do you know of anybody, like a loved one, a friend, a coworker that was also on Depo Provera that we can see if we can assist them?
Not at the moment.
Okay, no problem. And I will also send you my direct line in case something does come up in the near future. You can always refer them to us, okay? And then, Ms. Baldwin, did you take the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you take the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
The Pfizer?
The contraceptive name brand? Do you just remember it being Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. So it was not generic, it was name brand?
Yes.
Okay. And then by any chance, do you remember ever seeing like Depo Provera sub-Q? Or just Depo Provera? Okay. No problem. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
That would be the equivalent of 4 injections total. Okay. Once every 3 months. Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you start using Depo Provera?
So it was like back in 2013, June 2013.
Okay. And I do have to put an actual date, even if it's a guesstimate. Would it be 6/1/65?
Oh,
6/20/15.
Okay. 2016, June 15th.
Oh, you had mentioned 2013 is when you started, right? Using Depo Provera. Is that correct, or did
That
I?
you said, say that one more time.
So when you started Depo Provera, was
No,
that in?
no. I started taking the depot in 2013.
Yes, exactly. So I do have to put an actual date. Would it be safe to say 6/5 of 2013?
Yeah, that's fine.
I know you mentioned the 15th.
Yeah, that's either one.
Okay.
I had to, but I want to say around the 15th.
Okay, we'll put 6/15 of 2013. Okay. And
Okay.
then when did you stop using Depo Provera?
Okay, so that would be like in 2016, and I want to say March of two, going to be March 6th of 2016.
Okay. Perfect. So then I will put March 5th of 2016. Okay. I did put that into the system here. Thank you for that information, Ms. Baldwin. And can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female,
Your marital status?
single.
Okay, and then let me put your name in this section here. First name, RASHAWNAH. Is that correct?
Yes.
Last name, BALDWIN. And then is there a middle initial?
M.
M as in Mary?
Yes.
Okay. And Miss Baldwin, whenever you're ready, I will be typing in your social security, and this is for the law firm to do an identity verification in order to match your medical records.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, I'll type it in.
All right, 271.
271.
Not, yes, 98. 7977.
271987977, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I have an email address, B as in boy, R as in river, A as in apple, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, A as in apple, WNAH94@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have a phone number, 567-457-9750. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay, and what would be the best contact preference? Would it be a phone call, text message, or email? I have to pick one for the law firm.
Either or is fine.
Okay, and then best time of the day, I have to pick one for the law firm to know, morning, afternoon, or evening.
Afternoon is fine.
Okay, and can I get your home address, please?
Yes, 2338 Hollywood Avenue, Toledo,
Hollywood
Ohio. Yes.
Avenue.
Yes.
And then you
Toledo,
said
Ohio.
Toledo.
Yes.
Okay.
43620 is the zip.
Okay, let me look this up really quickly here. Okay, I did find a 2338 Hollywood Avenue, Toledo, Ohio, 43620. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then is there an apartment number?
No.
Okay. And then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
No, my gynecologist.
Okay. How many times were you injected with the Depo? And we could do the math. 'Cause you started, let's see, 2013 until 2016.
Yes.
3 years total, and then those 3 years you had four injections for 3 years, so four injection per year.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be 12 times total. Does that sound accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor or medical staff member that administered the depo provera?
Yeah, her name was Dr. Brittany Denny.
Dr. Brittany Denny in Ohio, Toledo.
Yes,
Okay.
Savannah, Ohio.
Okay. I do have a Brittany Denny that popped up. Gynecologist. Let me look at the address that came up on her. It came up as Dayton, Ohio. Miami Valley Hospital. Were you seeing her at a specific hospital or
No,
facility?
it was 5308
Let's see.
Huron Road.
5308. Can you repeat the name, please?
Her name or the street?
Oh, the street name?
HARROUN.
Got it. Okay. Let's see. Oh, okay. So it did come up. 5308 Harion Road, Suite 175. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Let me enter this into the system here. Dr. Brittany Denny. Phone number. I have a phone number of 419-824-5608. I will be entering this phone number into the system here. And then as far as the prescribing doctor, I know this is a bit redundant, but I just want to make sure this is Brittany's office, correct? Dr. Brittany Denny?
Yes.
Okay. Let me enter that again on here. Phone number. And then as far as the pharmacy, your local pharmacy, were you were picking up any depo related items or like in general, like any medication for the meningioma that you were picking up at the
No.
pharmacy? No? Okay. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then we determined Dr. Brittany was your prescribing doctor. Who was your diagnosing doctor? Who diagnosed you?
Dr. McCormick, I think Dr. Patrick McCormick.
McCormick. Let's
Yeah,
see.
he was the neurosurgeon.
Patrick McCormick, neural surgeon in Toledo. He
Yes.
came up in Toledo. Okay. I do have him pulled up here. Neural surgeon. Just gonna enter his information. Was there a specific facility that you were going to at that time? Because on here it's showing Pro Medica or Medica
Yes,
physicians.
Mosby Health.
Okay. I'll write that in here. And then the address on file, 2130 West Central Avenue. Does that sound correct?
2213 Cherry Street, Toledo, Ohio.
Sometimes I know it's like the right doctor, but because he's at different locations, it might show a different location on here. So let me type in the address that you gave me. What was that again? 2203?
Say that is 2213.
Okay.
Cherry Street.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I did find it on here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's cold in here.
Okay. And were there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
It was a craniotomy and radiation therapy.
Radiation therapy. Okay. Any other treatment, or mainly this was the treatment here? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then as far as your treating doctor, was that Patrick as well?
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Patrick McCormick. Let me enter him in here. Treating facility name. Facility phone number. Okay. And then were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
How long were you at the hospital for? Was it like a week, a few days?
Like a week.
A week, okay. Do you remember the dates? Because I know you were diagnosed April 1st of 2016. Were you treated right after?
That was the treatment.
Okay. So around that time, I'll put April of 2016. Okay. And then I am required to ask, even if like the law firm will definitely go into detail regarding your medical records. However, I am required to ask, do you have a copy of your medical records?
No.
Okay. Just say the law firm were to request for you to obtain them, would you be able to provide them mail, electronically, or both? And again, they'll definitely go into detail about the medical record situation with you.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll put here that you will be able to provide them. The medical records do exist. They are available. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart.
Apart from you. Okay. And what is your emergency contact name?
Ruby.
Can you spell
Walker.
That?
Ruby. Walker.
W-A-K.
Walker.
Oh, Walker. Okay, got it. Ruby Walker. And then phone number, please.
419-304-2598.
Okay, and then relationship?
That's my mom.
Okay. And does she live in the same state as yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the emergency contact email, and if you don't have it, I can put your email on there, unless you do have an email for your mother, we can include.
Do I have an email? I don't know her email.
Okay, no problem. We can put your email in that section. And then we are completed, and I usually go over everything with you before submitting it. However, I am seeing a message on here, and I need to contact technical support to see what they advise. So if you don't mind, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Ms. Baldwin.
Yes.
So unfortunately, I can't create the DocuSign today. I've been advised that I would have to call you back tomorrow to finish the process. But I will save everything. You don't have to give me everything again, so don't worry about that. I just have to call you back tomorrow morning to complete the process. Is tomorrow morning a good time?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. And then
What time in the morning? What was the reason it can't be submitted?
So we can't submit it today. I still have yet to get a reason for that, but they asked that I call you back tomorrow. They're working on the issue at the moment. So then once I contact you tomorrow, it will be resolved, and then we can move forward with creating that DocuSign.
Okay.
So all your information is saved. I will be sending you my direct line in case any questions come up. And then I will call you tomorrow morning. So around what time would be good for you?
Around like 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? Okay, perfect. And then I'll send you a text message as well, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk tomorrow.
All righty, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.